A man who played with an edge for 16 seasons in the National Hockey League was introduced as the Vernon Vipers' new head coach and general manager at the Edge Restaurant at the Rise Resort. Matt Cook, who spent his 16-year NHL career with the Vancouver Canucks, Washington Capitals, Pittsburgh Penguins, and Minnesota Wild, was introduced at a press conference Friday, July 18. Cook, 46, will take over from Lucas Lomaki, who the Vipers said was offered the chance to remain with the organization, but declined. Vernon missed the 2025 postseason in the BC Hockey League, finishing 10th in the then 11-team Interior Conference. "We looked at a lot of different opportunities for coaches," said Vipers owner Tom Glenn. "We interviewed Matt a number of times, and a lot of his core values aligned with those of the Vipers. He's a very well-connected guy who played the game at the highest level for a long period of time. We're really excited for Matt Cook." Cook, from Belleville, Ont, played Tier 3 junior hockey, BCHL equivalent, in his home province with the Wellington Dukes before jumping to the Ontario Hockey League's Windsor Spitfires as a 16-year-old. Cook played nearly three seasons in Windsor before being dealt to the OHL's Kingston Frontenacs. The Canucks chose Cook in the sixth round of the 1997 NHL entry draft. "The team I envision here will have five players on the ice in the picture, all connected," said Cook, who played in more than 1,000 NHL games. "The team will be fast, have an element of physicality, but that won't be the focus. The focus is puck possession. I'm a coach that wants to be adaptive. I'll coach any system that will be the best to help the team be successful. I'm a coach that thrives on communication in a relationship. A big piece of who I am as a coach is making individual connections with every player, and building trust." Former NHL player Dean McCammond, who joined the Vipers near the end of the 2025 season as an assistant coach, will stay with the team as director of player development and mentorship. Cook and the Vipers will hire two assistant coaches prior to the start of the team's training camp at the end of August. McCammond was on hand at the press conference to support Cook, as was former NHL player Mike Sillinger, who had two sons play for now-departed Penticton Vs in the BCHL. "The Vs are making the jump to the Western Hockey League. Sillinger is serving as a consultant with the Snakes." Cook comes to the Vipers from having coached the Newfoundland Growlers, the Toronto Maple Leafs ECHL, known until 2003 as the East Coast Hockey League, affiliate. He was hired in 2023 and had guided the team to a 2-8-2-8-6 record when, with six games left in 2024, the ECHL pulled the plug on the franchise for not fulfilling league bylaws. Cook then began working with Hall of Famer Adam Oates in helping players develop their skills. It was through that experience that Cook discovered he wanted to be back among the players. "I came to realize I need the locker room. I didn't want to be on a computer that much, that long," he said. "I need to have an effect on the team. So I put my name out there and was telling people I was looking to get back into coaching." Cook spent the better part of nine seasons with the Canucks before he was dealt to the Washington Capitals in 2008 at the trade deadline. He then ended up the following season with the Pittsburgh Penguins, and won a Stanley Cup in 2009. But it was also with the Penguins where his hockey chapter darkened. It was Cook's open-ice blind shoulder check on Mark Savard of the Boston Bruins in March 2010 that has been called one of the cheapest shots in NHL history. The hit contributed to the end of Savard's playing career, and led to a league rule change to try and deter blindside hits. He would be suspended 17 games the next season for an elbow to the head of Ryan McDonagh of the New York Rangers, and was involved in a collision with All-Star defenseman Erik Karlsson of the Ottawa Senators that saw Cook's skate sever Karlsson's Achilles tendon. Some said the cut was deliberate. His last suspension came in 2014 when he was dispatched for seven games for a knee-on-knee hit against Colorado Avalanche defenseman Tyson Barrie. Asked if he has, or can, put his reputation behind him, Cook said it's something he'll never be able to do. "If I didn't play the way I played, I wouldn't have had a 16-year career in the NHL," he said. "I'm 5'10". In 1998, if you were under 6'2", you didn't play. I had to convince people I could play. I didn't do just those things. I scored 30 to 40 points a year, and I brought an element of physicality most other players weren't willing to do. I was a viable third-line center. Cook scored 167 goals and finished 2 points shy of 400 for his playing career. After being traded by Vancouver, Cook rarely, if ever, returned to BC. But over the past couple of years, he's gotten involved with the Canucks alumni group, and even made a signing appearance at the Abbotsford Canucks final home game in the American Hockey League playoffs Calder Cup final. The reception from BC fans, he said, has been overwhelmingly positive. He played in a fun charity hockey event for Semiahmoo, near White Rock, minor hockey, and that's how the Vipers found out he was looking for a job. I didn't know they were hiring, said Cook of his new team. But I'm glad for the opportunity here.